As we go to the table of the Lord today, I want to bring back an old friend of mine, not a personal acquaintance, but one with whom I have become personally acquainted through his writings. Charles Haddon Spurgeon is his name. He has a little devotional called Morning and Evening. His writing from yesterday morning, he takes out of Hebrews 13:5. He has said, if we can only grasp these words by faith, we have an all-conquering weapon in our hand. What doubt will be slain by this two-edged sword? What fear is there which shall not fall smitten with a deadly wound before this arrow from the bow of God's covenant? Will not the distresses of life and the pangs of death, will not corruptions within and snares without, will not the trials from above and the temptations from beneath all seem but light afflictions when we can hide ourselves beneath the bulwark of He has said? Yes. Whether for delight in our quietude or for strength in conflict, He has said, must be our daily resort, and this may teach us the extreme value of searching the Scriptures. There may be a promise in the Word which would exactly fit your case, but you may not know of it, and therefore you miss its comfort. You are like prisoners in a dungeon, and there may be one key in the bunch which would unlock the door, and you might be free. But if you will not look for it, you may remain a prisoner still, though liberty is so near at hand. There may be a potent medicine in the great pharmacopoeia of Scripture, and you may yet continue sick unless you will examine and search the Scripture to discover what He has said. Should you not, besides reading the Bible, store in your memories richly the promises of God? You can recollect the sayings of great men. You treasure up the verses of renowned poets. Ought you not to be profound in your knowledge of the words of God, so that you may be able to quote them readily when you would solve a difficulty or overthrow a doubt? Since He has said is the source of all wisdom and the fountain of all comfort, let it dwell in you richly as a well of water, springing up unto everlasting life. So shall you grow healthy and strong and happy in the divine life. And also, I add, in this life. He has said, Isaiah 53 says, who has amended our report? Who has believed our sayings? God speaking. Who has amended what He said? at this communion table. We have a cup of wine and a piece of broken bread, and we read, "He has said, and the Lord laid on him the iniquity of us all." And we at this table remember Jesus Christ, who became our sin bearer and paid the price for the sin of the whole world with his death. This cup represents the life that was poured out for us. Christ, having become a curse over us, whereby we have been removed from that which was falling upon us, because it fell on him. There is no guilt at this table, but a remembering of Jesus Christ and what God has said he laid on him, the iniquity of us all. We didn't deserve it, but we lift this cup looking unto Jesus and thanking God for his grace, for he has said. Take it in Jesus' name. Who has amended this saying of God? In that same passage, speaking of Christ, it says, "Surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows." I've said it too often. He took upon himself our sicknesses and infirmities, not griefs, and carried away the pain. It says, that which was required for our peace, the chastisement of our peace, the chastisement of our shalom was upon him, of our wholeness, of our wellness. And he has said that with his stripes we were healed. God has said, that's enough for me. That's enough for any of us. And we, by faith, because he has said, take this bread and say, amen to God, that we have no doubt that by his stripes, that is the stripes of Jesus Christ, we are healed in Jesus' name. Amen.